quite a physical battle last week. What kind of a battle are you expecting this week against Gillingham?
Similar battle, hopefully with a different outcome. I think they have a little bit of both. They have a good mixture of certain way to play and players for that certain way to play, but also individual very good players. Emmanuel Thomas, Dirk, players who can players are very talented and can make the difference on a day.
And a good manager in Justin Edinburgh. Would you have faced him as a footballer?
I think so. I faced him. Yeah, when he was at Spurs. Yeah.
What do you make of him and the work that he's done there at Gillingham?
I think he worked himself up, similar like I did. But I think that is always the right way. I think when you start too high too early, you can burn your wings. He did a similar approach successfully, earned himself a next move to the next level, did well, and we compete now in the same league. And I think Gillingham is a progressive club with good resources, and I think it's a club who's pushing to be in the top six.
How are your two centre-halves? They had a bit of a bruising last week with Steve Morrison. You mentioned that in the post-match. Are they going to be okay?
I hope so. I think Kieran Bolcher's pushing. Mm. I've not had made up my mind about the team in general, and there's one or two positions who I still think about it. Probably will think about it till Saturday morning. In general, I think it's important that we've been aggressive. We are now home pitch. We are aggressive without the ball and with the ball, like we've been against Peterborough, like we've been before home. And I think that will put us in a position where we can compete all over the pitch. And I'm not saying only in defence, all over the pitch, in midfield and up front. What is necessary in that league to win games.
Do you worry about some of the penalties that have been conceded?
In general, I think when you have six penalties conceded in a season, it's too many. But Gillingham has even more than us conceded, so that says it all, what's come up on the weekend.
From your experience, is League One just generally more physical than, say, the Championship when you were at Brentford?
Championship is by a mile more physical. Right. Not by a mile, but the Championship is more physical. Is more physical, not by a mile, but it's more physical. And in the Championship, each division you go higher up, the strikers were making more the difference. You know, the strikers need less chances to punish you. You can't make less mistakes. And but in terms of physicality, the Championship is above League One.
Because people tend to think that the lower down you go, the more physical it is. But you're saying the opposite.
No, I think the referees are better.
In League One or higher up, right.
In the Championship and in the Premier League. So that makes it sometimes a very rough game in League One and League Two. I think it's important that you compete in the frame of the law, you know, and I think the Championship is a very, very tough league. League One is also a tough league, but in League One I see managers, I see different style of plays. A lot of teams try to find their own way to win games. I see managers who are trying out things, what you not see so much in a Championship. I see League One, I see a lot of talented players, but I also see inconsistency and mistakes. But I think it's a lot to do with the day performance. I think we have a squad of players on the day, and I said that to I repeat myself each week. We can beat on the day anybody in our league. And I think that we have to focus on us, what we have to do to beat Gillingham and the teams after that. And we have to minimalize our mistakes all over on the pitch, not only in defence, also midfield or up front.
So one more about Kieran as well. He's had to bide his time a bit. I know he's played in some of the cup competitions, but in the league he's had to be patient, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he came here to play. So he was signed up before I came. He came here to play. He conducted himself so far extremely well, truly professional, and also a person who encouraged his teammates, a person who also was not afraid to play a different position, coming on as a centre forward. And I think the two times I put him on forward, I think he did quite well, I have to say. And he will get his chance. There is no question about it. As a coach, sometimes you be in a position where you want to give your players who you decided they start the season, you want to give them confidence and want to also show them that they can make a mistake and not losing their place immediately. On another side, you have to also be fair and encourage embracing the competition. And I'd be always a coach who embrace competition for places. So everybody should be on the toes, and not talking about individuals. Everybody should be on the toes. I said everybody can make mistakes, but in the end, the overall performance will decide who I will pick and what I see in training and what I see in games. And then I make my decision to the benefit of the team.